This is 5 in 10 from Skywatch TV for Wednesday, August 10th, 2022. I'm Derek Gilbert. Topic number 5 today, the Inflation Reduction Act. Ha, ha, ha. More proof of my theory that when you want to know what a bill Congress passes actually does, read the title and assume it does the reverse. Reducing inflation by spending hundreds of billions of dollars. Do you remember when we all freaked out back during the Obama presidency when they spent $700 billion to bail out the banks? Now we're passing bills that size for climate change. A billion here, a billion there. Pretty soon you're talking real money. Well, Democrats finally passed this massive tax, climate, and health care bill, again, ironically named the Inflation Reduction Act of 2022. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer calling this the most significant pieces of legislation passed in a decade. And he's right about that, but not for the reasons that he wants us to think. Bloomberg News compiled a list of winners and losers in this bill, and that really is what this is all about. Winners, including the wealthy, not only did none of the billions in tax increases Democrats threatened to levy against high wage earners actually make it into the final bill, their plans to tax the 1% turned out to be nothing more than just virtue signaling to their base. The brunt of the tax increases will be borne by people who earn under $200,000 a year. In other words, us. Another winner, a group of winners include private equity fund managers. The bill only passed after Arizona Senator Kyrsten Sinema insisted on keeping the carried interest loophole that allows investment managers like her former bosses to shield most of their income from higher taxes. Senators Sinema and Joe Manchin of West Virginia, also the big winners in this bill, they essentially held their party hostage for about a year until they got what they wanted out of this legislation. Manchin got an agreement to permit the completion of the Mountain Valley Pipeline, and Sinema scored $4 billion in drought relief for Western states. Sorely needed, but again, held up the bill until this came through. This is how legislation is passed in the United States. It's like making the sausage. You don't really want to know the process because it just makes the whole thing really unappetizing. The IRS and the Green Agenda, both big winners in the bill. The bill gives $80 billion to the IRS over the next 10 years to expand its audit capabilities. More on that in just a second. Meanwhile, electric car makers got an extension of the popular $7,500 per vehicle customer tax credit, but they will have to comply with strict battery and critical minerals sourcing requirements demanded by Manchin and Sinema, which means that those $7,500 tax credits will be useless for years until we find domestic or at least friendlier sources of critical minerals for electric vehicle batteries. Losers include Republicans who thought Manchin and Sinema wouldn't cave in on their promise to not raise taxes during a recession. On the other hand, it does give the GOP something more to run on, more campaign propaganda for the midterm elections. Now, of course, the other losers being us, because we're going to be the ones paying for all of this. As for the cash injection to the IRS, the $80 billion will go toward hiring an army of 87,000 employees for the agency. This will more than double the size of the IRS, the Internal Revenue Service. This is massive. This expansion makes the IRS larger in terms of manpower than the Pentagon, the State Department, the FBI, and the Border Patrol combined. We also note that the FBI, or rather the IRS, the Internal Revenue Service, is one of the most heavily armed agencies in the federal government. They currently have more than 2,000 of their own law enforcement agents with thousands of weapons and more than 5 million rounds of ammunition currently in its possession. This is before getting the extra $80 billion. So, what do you think they need all of that extra manpower, not to mention the guns and ammunition, for? Do you really need me to tell you? Topic number 4, dividing America. The FBI's alliance with the Democratic Party has hit a new low with a newly leaked document thanks to Project Veritas, the undercover journalists finding things out that the mainstream media is allegedly supposed to do, holding government in check. This is a document that reveals what the FBI believes are militant, or rather, militia violent extremists. This is a new acronym that is currently in vogue in Washington, D.C. Militia violent extremists, or MVEs. The unclassified law enforcement sensitive document for FBI internal use only outlines symbols, images, phrases, events, and individuals that special agents within the Bureau should look for when trying to identify a potential threat to national security. Under the symbols section, the document claims that MVEs justify their existence with the Second Amendment due to the mention of a well-regulated militia, as well as the right to bear arms. And below that, under commonly referenced historical imagery and quotes section, you find references to the Gadsden flag from the Revolutionary War. You know, it's the Don't Tread on Me flag. The Betsy Ross flag, signs of violent extremism. In the common phrases and references section, mentions of veteran Ashley Babbitt, the Air Force veteran who was killed inside the U.S. Capitol on January 6th of 2021, mentioned as a person that MVEs consider a martyr to their cause. Document lists Ruby Ridge, Waco, and the Oklahoma City bombing as radical and or violent events caused by MVEs in the past. Now, we note that the FBI officials in this document made no attempt to list symbols, images, phrases, events, or individuals of radical left groups like Antifa or Black Lives Matter, which, as you might remember, over the last couple of years have actually been extremely violent and burned down entire city blocks. The focus is on people who want the government to conform to the Constitution of the United States, want to adhere to the rule of law. If that's you, then you might be, in the eyes of the FBI, an MVE. Topic number three, Israel and Gaza. Things blew up there over the weekend following a flare-up in fighting with rockets fired into Israel from Gaza. Israel pounding Gaza in exchange, which left 44 Palestinians dead. On the Israeli side, three civilians reported injured by shrapnel from rockets fired from Gaza. A tenuous ceasefire went into effect on Monday, seems to be holding. The real tragedy in all of this are the millions of Palestinians who are essentially being held hostage by their own leaders, many of whom don't even live in the Gaza Strip any longer. And the unrest is beginning to manifest in some rather public and tragic displays of self-immolation. At least three cases over the last 30 days of men despairing of ever being able to provide for their families, pouring gasoline on themselves and setting themselves on fire. While this is going on, unrest building. Residents of the Gaza Strip were surprised to learn that Hamas leader Ismail Haniyeh and his family have moved to Turkey. They were living in Qatar, but apparently the administration of President Recep Tayyip Erdogan of Turkey gives Haniyeh a more of a sense of security and ease. What really surprised Gazans was that Haniyeh was able to get his family out of the Gaza Strip. Egypt shares a border with Gaza, but refuses to let Gazans enter the country. But somehow, Haniyeh and other senior Hamas leaders have left with their families and are now living in ease and wealth in places like Qatar and Turkey, while the 2 million Palestinians stuck in the Gaza Strip continue to deal with no jobs, no money, no electricity, and no future. We'll see if any real change ever comes of this. Topic number two, kneeling at the altar of Moloch. This is really disturbing. Abortion activists now actually going online and showing people how to build altars to sacrifice their unborn children in home abortions. This was spotted by Drew Hernandez, who's a commentator with Frontlines and Turning Point USA, found a DIY video on YouTube of a woman explaining how to build an abortion altar at home. This is not parody. In this video, a woman talks viewers through the construction of an altar for your mifepristone and misoprostol abortion. These are the abortion drugs that the Biden administration has made available through the mail, which means that women can now terminate their pregnancies without even a doctor visit. The woman claims that building an abortion altar is a cathartic experience that provides women with a place to meditate and think deeply about aborting their unborn babies at home. Quoting now from the video, which I've watched, it's a really beautiful way to just give reverence to an experience and hold the experience in a really sacred way, end quote. Now, why is this true if the fetus is just a clump of unwanted cells? Why would you build an altar to make this a sacred, reverent experience? I mean, does anyone build an altar to make their tonsillectomy a reverent experience? Or is there anyone who's ever built an altar so that they can contemplate on the sacred nature of having an unwanted wart removed? No. Despite what they say, they know that a life is ended when an abortion takes place. And whether this woman knows it or not, she is quite literally kneeling at the altar of Molech. Coming up, cat flap in the UK. Again, kind of a palate cleanser to end the day. Next on 5 and 10.
The book of Genesis prophesied that the Messiah would be born of the seed of the woman. But Genesis also predicted another seed would arrive on earth. And he is the final Nephilim. Skywatch TV is proud to present the final Nephilim Skywatch exclusive. When you order Ryan Peterson's new book, The Final Nephilim, from the Skywatch TV store, you'll also receive the never-before-seen exclusive DVD content, Quantum Prophecy, starring Ryan Peterson and Josh Peck, and The Assyrian, a video expose of an ancient evil. In the new groundbreaking book, The Final Nephilim, author and researcher Ryan Peterson details how, while many have portrayed the Antichrist to be a charismatic military genius, he will actually be something far more sinister. He is the final Nephilim, a fallen angelic human hybrid who will use occult power to lure most of the world into the greatest deception in human history. Through his revelatory research, Ryan Peterson answers questions such as, will the fallen angels once again attempt to mingle themselves with the seed of men? Who or what is the Antichrist, and does he have a supernatural origin? What is the connection between quantum physics and the biblical symbolism of the scroll? What role do UFOs and alien phenomena play in end-time events? And how do Jesus' warnings about the days of Noah decipher the prophecies of Revelation? You'll also receive the never-before-released interview, Quantum Prophecy, on DVD, where Skywatch TV's own Josh Peck sits down with Ryan Peterson to speak about quantum physics as it relates to biblically prophetic topics such as the mark of the beast, ancient antichrists, and angels. And as an added bonus, Quantum Prophecy also includes four of the absolute best episodes of Josh Peck's popular television show, Into the Multiverse, entitled Untangling Quantum Entanglement, Quantum Tunneling, The Strangeness of Quantum Fields, and The Real Science and Fake Religion of Quantum Biology. But that's not all. We're also including the never-before-seen content on DVD entitled The Assyrian, where Ryan Peterson goes into detail about an ancient evil who once walked on the earth and is set to return from the abyss to enter human flesh once again and to continue his reign of terror. Sold separately, these items hold a retail value of over $70. Yours now for your donation of only $35 plus shipping and handling. So prepare for a study in Revelation that travels through time and space to decipher the most mysterious prophecies of the apocalypse. This collection is only available through Skywatch TV, so don't delay. The Final Nephilim Skywatch exclusive, available now at SkywatchTVStore.com. Order now or call 1-844-750-4985.
Topic number one, a couple in England learned that they oughter be more careful. You'll understand the bad pun in just a second. All of us have heard a mysterious noise in the house at one point or another. Usually it's just the wind or pipes creaking or change in temperature causing the joints, the timber, the lumber to expand or contract, whatever. But in this case, couple, Linda Goldie, her husband Peter, she's 73, he's 70, relaxing at their vacation home in Cumbria, which is the northwest of England on the seashore, found that an otter had made its way into the home through a gate intended to keep their pet cat inside. The otter had gotten in and just made itself at home. Linda heard a noise. Peter decided to investigate, followed a trail of destruction through the house to their bedroom, where they found the otter curled up inside the under the covers on their bed. Some of the cat's food had been eaten, obviously didn't agree with the otter's stomach because it had been tossed back up again. They were able to encourage the otter to leave, but it took its own sweet time, just kind of sauntering through the place like it owned it. Again, if you're going to live near the otters, perhaps be a little more careful with your home yard security. Well, SkyWatch TV, proud to bring you documentary films through our new division, SkyWatch Films. You'll find the website at skywatchfilms.com. Cutting-edge topics available to you instantly in full HD for as little as $3. Take advantage of this online. Again, instant access for as little as $3. Topics like the UFO phenomenon, the transhumanist movement, which is a modern sci-fi religion, and the disturbing and award-winning film Silent Cry, about child trafficking for occult purposes. Again, all of the films and access to them immediately online at skywatchfilms.com, skywatchfilms.com. Your support makes it possible for us to do what we do. And, of course, that includes Whispering Ponies Ranch and the outreach to children who have been damaged, children in foster care, teen reach for the children that age out of Royal Family Kids. And we do this without charging Royal Family Kids or Teen Reach a dime, thanks to your support of the work at Whispering Ponies Ranch. By supporting SkyWatch TV in the month of August, we will, for your gift of any amount, if you're in the U.S. or Canada, send you a copy of the very timely book by Lieutenant Colonel Robert McGinnis, Progressive Evil. This is never a better time for this book. He is on the cutting edge, Colonel McGinnis is, having spent decades of his life in the belly of the beast, that is Washington, D.C. Find out more online and donate, if you're so led, at skywatchtv.com/donate, or you can call us for more information and do this over the phone, 844-750-4985. If you've never been to Israel, you really should go at least once in your life and see the spiritual battlegrounds that make up the history of the Bible and the future end of the age. That's where the battles will take place. Our SkyWatch TV tour of Israel takes place March 19th through 30th of 2023. All of the travel restrictions have been dropped, and we hope you'll join us in the Holy Land, because we've got places on this tour that are really unique. If you've been watching SkyWatch TV for any length of time, you can just imagine, but Gilgal Rephaim on the Golan Heights, a 5,000, almost 6,000-year-old monument to the cult of the dead. Of course, we'll go to the places that you want to see, like Jerusalem, Nazareth, Capernaum, the Sea of Galilee, the Jordan River, and of course, in Jerusalem, we will ascend to the Temple Mount. We'll go to the Mount of Olives, and much, much more. But again, more archaeological sites like Shiloh and the Altar of Joshua also on the itinerary. You can find out more online at skywatchinisrael.com. There's a place there to connect and reserve your spot on the tour. Again, skywatchinisrael.com. Is the final Nephilim, the Antichrist, is the Antichrist a hybrid, an angelic-human hybrid? Ryan Peterson, author of The Final Nephilim, joins us again this week on SkyWatch TV as the fascinating conversation continues. Don't miss this. If you're interested in end times prophecy at all, you really need to be familiar with the work of Ryan Peterson. Our broadcast schedule for the weekly over-the-air show is at skywatchtv.com/channels. The video is also at the website there. You can watch the program there, or you can add the SkyWatch TV app to Roku or Apple TV, which gives you access to all of our video content, the weekly broadcast show, Simply His, the women's program, these daily news updates, and much more. And we'll broadcast on your schedule then. You can also bring all of our programming right into your smartphone or tablet, carry us around with you, bypass the gatekeepers of big tech, and we've got apps available for all of the major platforms, iOS, Android, Amazon, Kindle Fire, phones, and tablets. We have links to their app stores to make things easy for you. You'll find the link at the top menu bar at skywatchtv.com. Thank you for watching as we keep watch. I'm Derek Gilbert, and this is 5 in 10 from SkyWatch TV.